It is Wednesday, December 9th, 2009. I'm Bill, and this is Where Icarus Flies. Well, I need to thank you for being patient with me. I wasn't able to get a podcast up last week, and I did get a few emails asking me what the heck was going on. It was just one of those weeks, right, that just gets away from you. There was some stuff going around the house here. I had a lot more things to do than usual. And then after I knew it, the week was almost over. I could have pushed to got one, to post one this past weekend, but, you know, it just wasn't worth it. So we took a week off last week. Joey, let me have it. He was not very happy. So, what can you do? It's one of those things. We do the best we can, and I'm very glad that Joey and I pushed to get a podcast up, the week before, the Thanksgiving week, because we could have, not on purpose, but we could have gone 2 weeks without a podcast, and that would have been egregious. Now, Joey will be with me in the studio later on with his special brand of entertainment, and I know we're going to be talking about a different way we want to try the Hoover Report from time to time. Yeah, so that's coming up. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know my family and I did. We went over a friend's house and had a great time. And now we're gearing up for Christmas, which is a big holiday in my family. I'll be having some guests out here. It's going to be a packed house. So I'll be talking about that probably next week. Family in for the holidays. Always good for some interesting stories. You know that that's true. Before we get going, though, let me give you a bit of a rundown on what we'll be doing this week. So what do we have on tap this week on Where Icarus Flies? Well, I want to talk about the mailbag in just a few minutes, as well as something that Joey and I are calling Rapid Fire Hoover. What the heck is that? So I'll bring that up again in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to talk about DirecTV. I'm a huge DirecTV fan, and I'll get into that. And I do have DirecTV, but I just upgraded to DirecTV HD, and I have their new DVRs. And I want to talk about the DirecTV DVR versus the DirecTV TiVo DVR and some of the things happening there. And as part of that discussion about HD, I want to talk a little bit about 720p versus 1080p and some things I found out while doing some research in the last week, and then ask you some questions so maybe my listeners can help me with some answers. I want to talk about cool gadgets for Christmas. Okay, what are some of the cool gadgets that are out there? And, mainly from my perspective, right? I mean, what do I want for Christmas? And I think Joey will be in the studio for that one. Hopefully he gets here on time. Because right up after that is the Hoover Report. And then we'll go into Masterworks Theater this week. And that is what's on tap this week. First thing I want to mention is mailbag. So next week, Joey and I will be reading through listeners' mail. We're going to do the mailbag segment next week. We do have a few emails that are quite interesting, but I just want to remind everyone that next week will be mailbag. So if you have something you want to say to us, send it in to feedback@whereicarusflies.com, and we might read your email on the air. You can also leave comments on the blog, whereicarusflies.com. So that's all I'll say about mailbag. Just a reminder that it's next week. So what's this other thing that I mentioned, though? Rapid Fire Hoover. So Joey was talking to me about this, and I think it'll be an interesting try. So Joey gives his Hoover report, and he talks about something, and he gives his, you know, view on it. And he's not going to stop doing that, but he thought it would be fun to come up with, you know, a list of maybe 7 to 10 items that I will just, you know, say to him in rapid fire succession, and he will, you know, let us know his view on them right away. So it'll just kind of go bang, bang, bang. And he's interested, you know, we've come up with, you know, more than a few of those, you know, topics, bullet points for him. But he's hoping that he can get some from you, the listeners. So if you have some things that you'd like him to comment on, you know, a sentence or less, right? Maybe I'll throw out there, you know, Kim Kardashian, spam, Christmas trees, right? Just bing, bang, boom. And he'll give us his take on them. Well, basically, I'm sure he'll tell us whether they suck or not, right? That's his thing. So if you have some topics that you'd like him to think about, let me know. And the kicker is, I'm not going to let him see the list first. I know that he and I came up with some items together, so, you know, he has had some input at the moment. But if it works the way we hope, then, you know, I'll get a bunch of things from you, the listeners, and I might throw some things in there too. But I'm not going to let him see the list first. So, he's got to give on the spot, what does he think about that, right? Whether it sucks or not. So that should be kind of fun. So again, if you have some items that you want on the list, send that in to feedback@whereicarusflies.com. We'll be giving an example of Rapid Fire Hoover today, but we're really hoping for next week that we get some topics from you. And I don't know that we'll do Rapid Fire Hoover every week, but we'll do it from time to time. And he's also looking for some suggestions on, you know, just general topics as well. So that should be a lot of fun. Let's talk HD. Now, let me caveat this entire conversation by saying that I am no HD expert. In fact, I have just entered the world of HD at my house. So for some of you, I am, you know, quite behind the curve, right? I understand this. I do want to talk about DirecTV HD, which I just moved to, but let me set this up first. So my HDTV, it's the size now. It's like a 32 or 35, 36 inch, somewhere between 32 and 36 inches. I picked it up about a year ago or so when Circuit City was going out of business. And I got it at the time for $220, which was just a phenomenal deal. And it might still be. Honestly, I haven't priced any of these any of these HD TVs out since. Now, it's a ProScan. I'm not familiar with ProScan. There's probably a reason it was only $220, right? A couple of buddies of mine have since told me that they no ProScan. They have computer monitors that are ProScan, but honestly, I've never heard of it, right? It could be, you know, junk. But it works pretty good for me, and that's all I care about. And it doesn't do 1080p. It will support 1080i, right? So the P, that little P at the end that you see, means progressive scan, where it's, you know, I'm not going to go into the details of how many lines it's showing, right? But it's truly showing 1,080 lines. Whereas the I stands for interlaced, and you're really only seeing about half of that at any given moment. So 1080i, you're really only seeing, you know, 540 lines at any given time. In any case, so mine doesn't do 1080p. Mine does do 720p as well as 1080i. And I like to call that baby HD, right? I don't know if that's true or not, but I want to talk more about, you know, 720p versus 1080p in a few minutes. Let me get back to the DirecTV bit. So my TV, you know, was on standard def, and I've been a DirecTV customer since the mid-90s, right? I'm a longtime customer. And I'll be honest, right? I don't want to get into a DirecTV versus Comcast is who I have in my area. Comcast argument, I think Comcast happens to be, you know, com crap. But as I say this, I'll be posting, you know, my podcast via my Comcast high-speed internet a little later today. And DirecTV sold me with the football package. Yeah, I'm out here in the San Jose Bay Area. And I grew up in Massachusetts, as you know. And I'm a big Boston sports fan. And I need to watch the Patriots. They're my team. And I need the football package to be able to do that. So DirecTV has sold me with the football package. If the NFL package were on some other carrier as well, I might think about it. But I got to be honest, the DirecTV has never let me down. And the service has been phenomenal. Anytime I need to call them for something, they have been excellent. Sure, it's taken some time to get through from time to time, right? But they have always been over backwards for me. So I had standard def, standard def DirecTV, and I had this new DVD player that would upscale so it would fit my screen, and it looked pretty good, actually. But my kids in their playroom have the original standalone TiVo and a, you know, satellite box. And it just stopped, you know, it slowly stopped working. And eventually it could only pick up like four or five channels. So I called DirecTV and said, you know, what the heck's going on here? And it was basically my box from back in 1995. And they said, it's just old. It's not able to handle the upgraded signal as we continually upgrade our signal. So they sent me a new box for free. But it didn't have, so on the back of the TiVo, right? The TiVo can control your cable or satellite box in a couple of ways. It can do it with that dumb, you know, infrared thing that you put above the infrared sensor. It goes from the back of the TiVo, and there's this little wire that hangs above the IR sensor on your cable or satellite box. So when you turn the channel with TiVo, it sends the IR signal to your, you know, your box, and it changes the channel, and there's lag there, and it works, right? But it's crummy. So the satellite box that my kids had in their playroom had a little port on the back so that there was a wire that went from my standalone TiVo to the back of the satellite box, and it could control the satellite box. And turning the channel with the TiVo controller was just, you know, it just happened immediately. There was no lag at all. It worked great. The new box for that room did not have that port on it. So the standalone TiVo was not able to control the satellite box. And I didn't have that stupid infrared wire anymore. Now, I know I could have gone on a place like weakknees.com and ordered that. By the way, if you have a TiVo and you need any kind of help, weakknees.com, excellent resource for TiVo stuff. Well, you know, I had been wanting to move to HD anyway, and I've been holding out, right? Because I don't want to give up my TiVo. I mean, Rupert Murdoch, the evil man that he is, swooped in and bought DirecTV a few years back. And TiVo and DirecTV were just buddy buddies, right? They were the best of friends. Well, Rupert Murdoch had his own DVR project going, so he basically destroyed the TiVo DirecTV relationship, and it was gone. Now, I had a DirecTV TiVo box, and it was excellent. It worked wonderfully. The only, you know, criticism I had is that I call it a crippled, you know, TiVo box, because DirecTV would not keep up with the standalone TiVo operating system upgrades. it took the better part of 2 years to get upgraded, you know, to a decent version of the TiVo operating system that had at least a few of the features. But I wasn't able to network it. You know, I couldn't do the TiVo to go or anything like that. You know, my brother has the standalone TiVo, and, you know, he does all that kind of stuff. So that was a bit disappointing, but you know what? I could live without it. Well, that box was also starting to have issues. I've had to replace the fan on it. I've replaced a hard drive in it. And then it started, you know, kind of dropping some channels periodically. And, you know, when I talked to the DirecTV, they said, yeah, that box will eventually stop working as well as it, you know, as we keep upgrading our satellite signal. Well, you know, I was waiting, you know, I wanted to move to HD anyway on DirecTV. So I was holding out because, as I was saying, Rupert Murdoch killed that DirecTV deal. Well, Rupert Murdoch is out of DirecTV now. And about 9-10 months ago or more, somewhere in that range, DirecTV and TiVo rekindled their relationship. And they will be creating new DirecTV TiVo boxes. In fact, a new DirecTV TiVo HD box is on the way. And it was supposed to be in the second half of 2009. Well, about the June-July time frame, DirecTV made a statement, and really the only thing they really said was that they're pushing that out to 2010. When? We don't know. So I was trying to hold out for those new TiVo boxes, but I just couldn't wait anymore, and I wanted to go to HD anyway. So I called up DirecTV and talked to this wonderful fella, and, you know, we went through the whole thing, right, without rehashing my conversation to him, but it was going to end up costing me somewhere in the neighborhood of $350. Because I needed to upgrade my dish, I had to have you know, a guy come out and do it. I mean, I could do it myself, but why mess around if they're gonna do it, right? I had to upgrade all my boxes. I get a new, you know, HD DVR, a new regular DVR, and, you know, yada 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 yada. And, you know, I from time to time I like to play the NFL package card. So I've been a long-time DirecTV customer, as I told you, and I've also had the football package from the beginning. And there's, you know, something about being a long-time customer with the football package. You bring that up, and suddenly the conversation transforms. I mean, they see this, right? They're looking at your account. So sometimes I haven't even had to mention it, and they've just, you know, said, oh, you're a long-time customer. You've had the football package. And sometimes you got to kind of bring it up. But you play that card, and it's good, I think, at least a couple times a year. And bam, the conversation transforms, and you are now royalty. So I said, you know, hey, you know, I've been a long-time customer. I really don't want to move to Comcast, but, you know, sometimes it looks a bit compelling. You know, I've had the football package from the beginning. Is there something you can do for, you know, a loyal customer like me? So he says, all right, let me go see. And he comes back. You know, and this could have all been a play, right? Easily, this could have been a play. But if it is, it worked on me. You know, I bought into it. But in any case, he comes back and he says, you know what? We're going to be able to do this for you for nothing. It's going to be $0. Sweet. So they came out, they upgraded my dish, they upgraded my boxes, the guy did everything for me, and it cost me $0. It was absolutely wonderful. So I was very happy about that. Even if I got played, right, and it should have been $0 anyway, the fact that it was nothing was still awesome, right? So this is a wonderful company from my point of view. So they came out and did that. And my TV in 720p looks absolutely marvelous. Oh my gosh. Football in HD, amazing. Hockey in HD, we watched the Bruins and the Sharks around my house. Freaking incredible. I mean, the regular, you know, network shows in HD, wonderful. I personally think the only reason that CSI Miami is still on the air is because folks watch it in HD and it is just gorgeous to look at. I mean, that's unlike most of the shows out there. The filming of the show, it's very colorful, very bright. It always looks great. Too bad the writing and the acting is so atrocious. But on HD, it's even better. And, you know, I watched it with my wife last night. And, you know, the episode was typical. Are you kidding me? This is such garbage. But it was just so beautiful to look at, right? I'll watch it again because it's gorgeous, especially in HD. So HD is keeping that show alive. I have no doubt whatsoever in my mind. So I get the HD, right? And on one of the sports stations, I'm watching, who was it? It was Washington Capitals in Calgary. So I had the standard def channel and the HD channel. So my wife comes in and she says, "All right, I want to see what you're talking about. What is this all about?" So I show her the standard def, right? And it's, you know, hockey game. It's what we're used to seeing. Switch to HD. Bam, right? Crystal clear. It's like you've given someone the gift of sight. At least that's from my point of view. She's sitting there unfazed. Yeah, my younger son, my 7-year-old, says, "Oh, Dad, this channel doesn't look as blurry." I said, "All right, you know, that's right. Thanks, man." So I said to my wife, "And? Can you see the difference?" She said, "Yeah, I can see the difference." I said, "And? That's all? No comments?" And she says, "Well, you know, I guess I'm just not excited about it like you." Unbelievable. Can you believe that? I mean, crystal clear. Anyway, there's my HD experience. Now, the TiVo operating system is just brilliant. I mean, I never understood why Apple hasn't bought this company, because there's so much similarity between the, you know, UI designers at TiVo and the folks over at Apple. Very few times does Apple miss the mark. Have they missed the mark? Of course they have, right? They've had some clunkers and some bad choices out there. TiVo, they've missed the mark a few times as well. But, you know, for the most part, gorgeous interface, so simple, it's wonderful, right? So I was very sad to miss that. Now, my DirecTV HD DVR, I initially thought, you know, missed a few features that I came to love, like the ability, you know, so it has two tuners in it, right? And so did my old TiVo. So, you know, with the click of the down arrow on the TiVo controller, I could jump back and forth between the two tuners. And what was great is that, you could be watching a show on one tuner, pause it, and then jump to the other tuner, watch that, and then jump back, and the other show is still paused. Now, yeah, I understand that I could just record both shows, but there are times where, you know what, I don't want to record both of these shows. Like, for example, I'm watching two football games. You know, I don't want to record both of those games, but I'd love to be able to jump back and forth between the two. Right? Because now I could just jump back and forth. Now, so let me back up. Why do I care about the two tuners, right? Why can't I just go back and forth between the two channels? Because for the TiVo box, right, it had a 30-minute buffer, meaning that, you know, when you're watching something, you could always, you know, rewind up to 30 minutes. So if there's a sports game on the other channel, you flip back. Oh, they just scored? I can rewind and watch it. You know, if I just flip to the channel on the same tuner, it doesn't have anything, you know, recorded in the buffer. So that is key. Now, the DirecTV DVR, the standard DVR, you can't do that. Or at least if you can, I haven't figured it out. But I don't believe that you can do that without recording two shows. On the DirecTV HD DVR, they have a feature called Dual Play, which, you know, I found by accident, and I really think they need to advertise this. You hit the down arrow, and you're good to go. Right? It only lasts for 2 hours, but I think that's fair. I think that's very fair to have that happen. So I was very excited that I could still use that feature. The other thing is that there is just this atrocious lag from the time you type something in on the controller to the time it happened on the DVR box. It's awful. Absolutely awful. It's honestly unlivable. You cannot live with it. So apparently, the DirecTV DVRs, I don't know if it's all their boxes, right? But at least the HD DVR, you can set it up for either infrared for IR, or you can set it up for radio frequency, RF. You know, what's the difference? IR, infrared, is there is a beam of infrared, you know, light that shoots out of the tip of your controller and hits the box. So you have to point your controller at the box, right? It has to be able to see it, right? If you put your hand in front of it or someone walks in front of you or whatever, it won't work. Well, radio frequency, RF, doesn't use that line of sight method. It sends out a radio frequency. So you don't have to be pointing at the box, right? You can, I mean, you could have the box out of sight, and as long as it's not behind something that'll block the radio frequency, it'll still work. The problem is there's a huge lag. And, you know, they think the radio frequency, the RF stuff, is the coolest thing ever. So, the, you know, they set it up that way by default. Well, I turned it back to infrared just on a hunch, and sure enough, the lag is gone. I mean, the lag from when I type to when something happens on the DirecTV HD DVR is pretty much gone. There's some lag when you do some things, but it has nothing to do, in my opinion, it has nothing to do with the IR versus RF. I think that the processor in the HD DVR that DirecTV has is just can't handle what it needs to do. So there's some lag there, which is disappointing. So some things there still is. But otherwise, you know what? I hate to say this. I really, really wanted to hate this box. Because, you know, I love TiVo. And I got to tell you, I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all. You know, it's no TiVo. Even my crippled TiVo operating system was still better in a lot of respects from what I have today with the DirecTV HD DVR. In others, right, because, you know, it's an uncrippled operating system, it has a lot more whistles and bells and features that I really like that are pretty cool. You know, if I had a standalone TiVo HD, right, or even just the standalone TiVo, it would have, you know, more features than I have now. So it's not comparing apples to apples. I understand this, right? So I'm very excited over next year. Hopefully the DirecTV TiVo boxes, the new ones, will be out, and I can dump these, you know, the DVRs I have now. But otherwise, it's, you know, it works really well. I like this whole on-demand thing. I bought a little Linksys Cisco wireless adapter, so it's on my wireless network, and it's pretty cool. It really is. So that's my experience so far with the DirecTV HD DVR, right? And the loss of my good friend, my good buddy, the TiVo DVR. The TiVo operating system still blows everybody else away. I can't believe just how slick it is. But the DirecTV HD DVR, I gotta tell you, it's not awful, right? If TiVo, even in my crippled version that I had with DirecTV, was an A, this one that I have now, B minus, B, somewhere in there. So not bad at all. I can live with it for now. And like I said, having the HD is well worth it. So to wrap up this HD discussion, I do want to ask a couple of questions maybe my listeners can help me with. And that is, so I started very simply. I just wanted to know what folks thought was better. 1080i, right? 1080 interlaced, or 720p, 720 progressive, because my TV does both. So I did a lot of research over the last week, read a lot of stuff online. A lot of the comments have been very helpful that folks have put in various blogs and on articles. And for what it looks to me is that 720p is better than 1080i. And that in many cases in today's world, 1080p is not as good as 720p. How can that be? There's more pixels in 1080p. Well, apparently you have to take into account frame rate, right? So movies are shot in effectively 24 frames per second, whereas television shows are shot in 30 frames per second. So the way that 720 and 1080p handle, you know, 24 frames per second versus 30 frames per second is different. Now, apparently, 720p handles 60 frames per second really well. 1080p also handles 60 frames per second, but it's, you know, your television or is downscaling most of what it gets today. Now, down the line, a few years down the line, who knows how long, probably everything will be broadcast in 1080p 60, right? 60 frames per second. But today it is not. So apparently 720p, from what I'm gathering, and some of these discussions went into very, very technical details, right? I mean, the math involved in some of these discussions amazed me. So 720p beats out 1080p for most broadcast. Not all, but for most, is what I'm gathering from what I'm reading. You know, things like, you know, you're watching a Blu-ray disc, right? That is true, from what I gather, true 1080p 60. So, I mean, that is just gorgeous. So, I don't know. I'm asking you, do you know, about this whole HD thing? All I know is for my human eye, 1020p, 720p looks phenomenal. And, you know, I saw in a few other discussion areas that the human eye can't really differentiate above like it was high 700s, like 783 or 790 something. So the human eye can't actually differentiate between, you know, true 1080p and 720p anyway. There's only a little bit better we can view, you know. So are you an expert out there? Do you know what you're talking about? I'd love to hear you. Shoot me an email at feedback@whereIcarusFlies.com. I'd love to hear your experience with 720p and 1080p. And I'll leave you with this. The overwhelming comments out there about the eye, right, the interlaced stuff, is that the interlaced stuff should be destroyed and not offered anywhere because it's garbage. I don't know. I got to be honest. Setting my box between 720p and 1080i, for the most part, I don't really see a difference. And maybe there is none from, you know, my visual cortex, right? I don't know. So I'd love to hear your feedback on that. All right, let's talk gadgets for Christmas. In an upcoming show, I'll talk about this in a little bit more detail. But for today, I just want to kind of go through a list of what I think the coolest gadgets are. And, of course, the ones that would be on my Christmas list. First up for me, Apple TV. Oh, yeah. Apple TV is sweet if you've ever got to play with it or use it. And now that I have, you know, an HDMI connection in my TV, Apple TV makes the top of my list. Number two is the Kindle. I would love a Kindle, but honestly, it might not be the best time to get one. Barnes & Noble has a competing product coming out in the middle of January called the Nook. And the Nook, for those who've got the preview units, is pretty darn sweet. They said it's still, the Kindle still beats it out, but the Nook is, you know, well worth, you know, your time and money. And that's just going to, you know, push Amazon to make something better. Sony's had one out for a while, and it's garbage. I've used it. It's garbage. Number three on my list is the Apple Magic Mouse. Oh, yeah. the Magic Mouse is the mouse reinvented. And Apple, I think, has finally put their efforts to good use on the mouse, because they've had some stinkers when it came to the mouse. The Magic Mouse, I've used it in the store. It's phenomenal. Number four is really a tie. There's some network music players out there. There's a few companies that make network music players. The best one that I'm in love with is by Logitech. The Logitech Squeezebox. Now, Slim Server was the company that originally, Slim P3 was the original company that made these, and Logitech bought them a year or so ago. And I've got two of them already in my house. There's some free software that runs on your computer as your music server. And the Squeezebox is awesome. And there's a great iPhone app for it. The Squeezebox Boom would be tied with the Squeezebox Radio. So go take a look at those on the Logitech website. It's awesome. Now, I know that you can get the same kind of thing going on with the AirTunes and iTunes. I still use iTunes to manage all my music, so Squeezebox works wonderfully with iTunes. And the good thing is, it runs in the background as a daemon on your Mac, meaning that you don't have to have iTunes open for it to work. Number five, the Boom Bucket. So you can get these at Brookstone. My dad has one of these. You put your it's speakers, outside speakers for your iPod. The sound quality is awesome. I don't know if they make one that works particularly well with the iPhone yet. I want to check that out, but the Boom Bucket is on my list. Number six on my list would be a Blu-ray disc player. And from what I read, you know, the one to beat out there right now is the LG BD390 network Blu-ray player. I don't know much about it. I haven't done a lot of research in it, but a Blu-ray disc player would be number six on my Christmas list. And number seven, it's kind of geeky. REI has this double shot press mug. This is not electronic. It's more, you know, camping associated. I do a lot of camping with the Scouts. And it's just a coffee press that's built into a mug. It's pretty sweet. I'd love one of those for camping. So that's my top seven Christmas gadgets for 2009. Again, those are on my Christmas list, not necessarily what I think are the top gadgets of all time for 2009, like some honorable mentions out there. Now, I already have one of these. The iPhone 3GS, if I did not have one, would be number one on my list. The iPhone is the must-have device. You know, I don't care about the Droid. I don't care about the other Crackberry stuff out there. The iPhone is the one to have. And, you know, if you're not into that, maybe I guess I would go with iPod Touch. But for me, it would have been iPhone 3GS. Wii Sports Resort. Of course, that also requires you to have the Wii game console. Wii Sports Resort is outstanding. Now, we already have it, so that's why it's not on my Christmas list. My young son got it for his birthday. And Wii Sports Resort is awesome. I particularly like the archery and the basketball, but there's a lot of other great fun stuff out there. I don't have one, and I'm not quite interested in it right now, but, you know, the PS3 has got to be on most people's gadget list. The PS3 would also take the place of your Blu-ray disc player. I would love a PS3, but I don't have that on my list. Now, I don't need one, but, you know, for the kids out there, the Nintendo DSi is pretty darn cool. Now, both of my kids have the regular DS, but the DSi adds a little bit more to it, right, with a camera and some other fun things. And then something I don't know that I'm ready to commit to, so I didn't put it on my list this year, but the Power Mat. Have you seen this, where you just, you know, can lay your device on this? It looks like a skateboard or something, and it just powers your device. Now, yeah, there's a little adapter that has to be plugged into your device, and they have cases for iPhone and whatnot. I would have had this on my list, but they don't have the cool case for the iPhone 3GS. They do have one for the regular iPhone 3G. So until they come out with one for my current iPhone, I'm not quite as interested in it. It has a, you know, a dock you can sit on top there. But, you know, losing the wires for charging my devices would be pretty cool. Although for my iPods and iPhones and and other things that Apple makes, I have this Griffin power dock that fits four. So both my wife and I can charge our iPhones, and my son can do his iPod Touch, and then, you know, we have some other iPods and things, and we can get four things charging in here at once. It's pretty cool. But the power mat, we'll see, right? That could make the list next year, or maybe even the birthday list. So that is my list of gadgets for 2009. We can go and talk some more about gadgets in detail on an upcoming show. And Joey was supposed to be here by now, and I got a text from him a few minutes ago. He's on his way. He should be walking in momentarily because it's just about time for the Hoover Report.
Hey, what up? Huh,
speak of the devil.
Hey, yeah, sorry, Bill, I'm late. I had stuff to do.
I was hoping you'd be here for the gadget segment.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. But, it's just these things happen, all right? I'm sorry, man.
All right, no worries. Listeners already about Rapid Fire Hoover.
Oh, cool. All right. You didn't do any, right?
Well, no. I didn't do any. I gave a couple of examples, but then, you and I talked about, I told the listeners that we'd like to get their input.
Yeah, on, yeah.
You know, some of the topics that we throw into this.
Oh, totally, man. Totally. So I guess we should just get to it, right?
I guess we should. All right. Hold, give me a second here. Switch up the music. I'll give you your lead in as well. Without any further ado, here we have Joey Hoover.
All right, thanks, Bill. I have a few things here on the Hoover Report this week before we get into our special segment there of a Rapid Fire Hoover.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be great. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, first, I was, home the other day and watching, as I do from time to time, The View.
You were watching The View?
Well, yeah, you know that I try to keep up on all this pop culture, and, that is one of my sources.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, anyway, so Jenny McCarthy was on there, and you know her from her MTV days,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, she thinks she is some sort of, great actress. I know she's done some things, but she was in this Christmas special. And she says, she's talking there to Whoopi and whatnot. And, she's talking about her son who is in the movie with her. And she says, the apple does not fall far from the tree.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, her kid has what she believes is some good acting ability.
Oh, please.
And, she, of course, is the tree. You get that?
Yes.
I have news for you. Jenny McCarthy's acting ability? Oh, yeah. That sucks. All right. Moving on to Fox News. Fox News,
yeah,
the news,
yeah, Fox News
station.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
All right. Jeez. All right. Give me a break. I just want to make sure you knew what I was talking about.
Yes, I know Fox News.
All right. Geez. Okay. So in the last week or so, they have had two major blunders, quote unquote. I'm doing air quotes right now. If you cannot see me, my two fingers are going, Well, I guess there's four fingers, and they're kind of going up and down there.
So, all right, they got it.
All right,
come on.
Okay, I want to make sure, this is not a TV show. Anyway, these quote-unquote blunders, made the Obama administration look bad. And I don't know, it doesn't matter to me whether you like Obama or you're Republican or Democrat, but, Fox News, you suck. Okay. We have had some cold weather here.
Oh, Bill, totally.
You and I, we are both from the East Coast, right? The New England.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We know cold.
Oh, yeah. Well, I moved here thinking that it would be a bit warmer. Now, I know we do not live down in L.A. and Southern California, but come on. This week, we have had 30-degree weather.
I know. Gosh.
Oh, my gosh. 30-degree weather? That sucks.
Totally.
All right, I got a couple more, right?
All right, you got it.
Great. We could spend, 10 minutes talking about this, so I don't want to go into it because I know we're going towards the end of the show
here.
Okay,
about what?
Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Tiger Woods, for what you have done, you know, you suck. All right, and finally, Bill, you know that I like to keep up with the pop culture.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I look at things like OK Magazine, right?
Yes, we've talked about that before. Yes, I'm familiar.
Yeah, well, I was looking at this week's issue, and Rihanna, you know, Rihanna,
Riri. What?
Yeah, Riri. It's her cool hip-hop nickname, right? I mean, you got to be up on things like me to know that.
Okay. All right, whatever. Keep going.
Well, she has been, you know, had her troubles and such.
Oh, yeah.
So she just got a new tattoo. And it is the phrase, never a failure, always a lesson. And she has it written backwards, and it's up on her right shoulder. And it's in, you know, some kind of script writing. And it's at this weird angle, and, you know, you want some body ink, whatever. But, you know, this is a poorly thought out. It just looks weird.
Huh.
So, poorly thought out tattoos, yeah, you know it. You suck. Yeah, you can see the pictures on OK Magazine's website. So take a look for yourself. It's just, you know, it sucks, really. And that is the Hoover Report for this week.
All right. Well, it's time now to try our new segment.
All right.
Rapid Fire Hoover.
This is going to be good. Okay.
All right. Welcome to a new segment we're going to do from time to time called Rapid Fire Hoover. Here's how it works. I have a list of 10 items, a bullet point list of people, things, movies, and I'm just going to fire away at Joey. And he's not going to be able to comment on them. We're not going to have our normal banter going back and forth. He just has to simply give us, does it suck or is it sweet? Now, this list of first 10 items he and I came up with together, and he doesn't know all of them are on here. But in the future, we'd like to have things that he has not you know, had time to think about. So he's just going to do it right on the spot. All right. You ready, Joey?
Oh, yeah, I'm all ready. You fire away.
All right. Here we go. KFC popcorn chicken.
Sweet.
Sarah Palin.
Oh, socks.
The iPhone.
Sweet.
Glee. The Fox Show.
Oh, sweet.
Spinach.
Sucks.
The New England Patriots defense.
Oh, this year sucks.
That's What She Said, the podcast.
Sweet. I love those guys.
Rupert Murdoch.
Sucks.
Watchmen, the movie.
Oh, that sucks.
And finally, Star Trek, J.J. Abrams style.
Oh, wicked sweet.
All right. And that has been Rapid Fire Hoover. I thought that was pretty good. What'd you think, Joey?
Oh, I thought that was cool. I'd do it again, but I think you're right. If, you know, I knew, you know, some of those things I'd already thought about.
Yeah,
I'd like to hear them, like, you know, what the listeners have to give me.
Oh, but, totally.
Yeah, that was cool. I'd do that again. Hey, thanks for having me. Bye again.
Oh, as always, no problem.
I gotta run. I got something to take care of, but I'll see you later on, all right?
Okay, no worries.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Bill.
Hey, thanks, man. Here we are in December, approaching the holiday season. So I have chosen a Christmas poem for Masterworks Theater this week. It's by a poet named Bob Lazar Atwood. And I've always enjoyed this poem. I thought it was really cute. So here it is. It's Christmas time again. Put your problems on probation. Run your troubles off the track. Throw your worries out the window. Get the monkeys off your back. Silence all your inner critics. With your conscience, make amends. And allow yourself some happiness. It's Christmas time again. Call a truce with those who bother you. Let the fighting cease. Give your differences a breather and declare a time of peace. don't let angry feelings taint the precious time you have to spend, and allow yourself some happiness. It's Christmas time again. Like some cool, refreshing water or a gentle summer breeze. Like a fresh bouquet of flowers or the smell of autumn leaves. It's a banquet for the spirit, filled with family, food, and friends. So allow yourself some happiness. It's Christmas time again. Well, that's our show this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I thought Rapid Fire Hoover was kind of fun. I'd like to hear what you have to think, and I know Joy would too. Please send all of your suggestions, ideas, and anything else you'd like to say to us to feedback@whereicarusflies.com. Please check out the blog, whereicarusflies.com. If you have some ideas for what you'd like to see us write about on the blog, I'm up for hearing that as well. For my buddy Joey Hoover, this is Bill. Thanks for joining me. Where Icarus Flies. WhereIcarusFlies.com provides this podcast for your personal enjoyment, information, education, and communication. This podcast is copyright 2009 by WhereIcarusFlies.com. You may not distribute, modify, transmit, reuse, repost, or use the content of this podcast for commercial purposes without the expressed written permission of WhereIcarusFlies.com. Requests for permission to republish or to copy and distribute can be obtained by sending an email to media@whereicarusflies.com. Thank you. Have a great day.